Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Nun Ches, Chulin 58a, pagination is 115. We'll start on the facing page on the last line. The last words of the page, Amar Ameimar Hani Bei De Trefa. Ameimar said, regarding the eggs of a female bird, where the bird is a trefa. Perhaps it was clawed, it's a trefa. And now it's laying eggs. Says Ameimar in the first reading, Shicha lo kamo asira. The first clutch of eggs is going to be forbidden because it was in the mother at the time of the cloying, and it too has the status of becoming a trefa. Mikan va'elach, but any clutch that's subsequent to this Havale zeva zegorem umutter. It's considered two causes creating the product, and therefore Ameimar rules, again in this first reading of Ameimar, that it's going to be permitted. What's the zeva zegorem? What are the two causes that are producing the product? So it's the mother with the father, with the male bird. So the two of them, between the mother producing what it produces and the father fertilizing it, produce a product. That's zevezegorem. Indeed, the mother is treif, but it's producing, it's giving birth based on the participation of another cause, and the two causes together are going to be able to be kosher. Esve Ravashi la Ameimar. Ravashi asked Ameimar, Vishavin. And even though there's an argument that's discussed, but when it comes to Beveitzas Trefa Sha'asura, it comes to the egg of a treif animal, treif bird, it's usur. Everybody agrees that the egg coming from the treif bird is forbidden. Mepnesha godla be'isser, because it rose in forbiddenness. So we have a statement that seems to indicate a universal ruling that the egg of a treifa is going to be forbidden. Answers the Gemara, Hasam b'disafna me'ara. Safna me'ara is the typical case that we're familiar with, actually, where the chickens are not in proximity of the males, and they are producing eggs simply from their general condition. They're able to produce based on the warmth of the ground, so to speak. So in such a case, there's no zeva zegorim. There are no two causes, because it's the chicken on its own that's producing the egg. If, however, you would have a case where there's the male contributing to the production of this egg and its eventual chick, offspring, etc., so in that case, according to this first reading, Ameimar is saying that it would be kosher, even though it was produced from a treif chicken. If we'll drop down, though, midway on the page, the first word on the line, Ravina. Ravina lo sova lo kid Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Ravina does not agree with Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rashi tells us Rav Acha bar Yaakov is the one who holds halacha terefa yoledes, that a treif animal, chicken, can produce offspring. In the case of a bird, that it can produce a clutch of eggs. Rav Acha bar Yaakov is the one who holds that even though it's treif, it's still capable of doing these things. So you have scenarios where a treif bird is producing eggs, producing offspring. But Ravina lo sova lo k'd Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Ravina does not hold of Rav Acha bar Yaakov, and therefore this statement of Amemar wouldn't make any sense. If you understand, as we did until now in the first reading, that Amemar was talking about Bei de Trefa, eggs of a treif bird. It was definitively clawed, it was definitively injured, a deathly blow, and now we want to know what about the eggs that it produces. So certainly the Shichla Kama Asira we're fine with. The first clutch of eggs is forbidden. That makes sense, because those were already produced before the injury, and that's just continuing the conveyor belt. But the words Mikan Va'elach, the next clutches of eggs that it's going to produce, they're going to be, if there was a male, they're going to be permitted. If there's no male, so they're going to be forbidden. According to Ravina, who holds that if it was truly a trefa, it cannot produce eggs, that entire continuation of the statement is totally off base. And therefore, Ravina understands Amemar to be talking about a case where it's a suffix trefa, where it was clawed, but we're not sure if the claws indeed went in deep enough or with the poison or bacteria or whatever it is that makes the animal a trefa, the bird a trefa. We're not sure that that happened. And that's why we have questions about the eggs. The first clutch of eggs are in doubt, according to Ravina's understanding of Amemar, this second reading, as we'll see in a moment. And the second clutch of eggs is going to reveal that this bird is not a trefa, because a treif bird would not be able to produce eggs from scratch. Continuing in the Gemara, Umasni lalda Amemar b'hai lishna. And he understood Amemar's statement in the following way. Amar Amemar, Amemar said, Hani bei de safik trefa. These eggs of a bird that's a doubtful trefa. And that was possibly just understood. I don't even know if you have to change the wording of Amemar necessarily. It was so understood according to Ravina, because his understanding was that a treif bird cannot possibly produce eggs. So when we say treifa, we mean a bird that's being considered a treifa, because we're not sure what to do with it, because it's doubtful treifa. Deshichla kama, regarding the first clutch of eggs, mashinon luhu, we wait with them. They're forbidden initially, but they're held in abeyance. They're on hold. Ihadra vitoana, if the bird is able to bear another clutch of eggs, sharion, even that first clutch is going to be permitted, because it reveals that the animal was never a trefa. Ve'ilo asiron, and if the bird will never bear another clutch of eggs, then because of our concern, the first clutch has to be considered forbidden. I'm not positive that that definitively means that the bird is a trefa, but it's irrelevant. It's doubtful enough that you won't be able to use the first clutch of eggs. In halacha, this concept is indeed brought in Simen Pei Vav Se'if Tes, Hilchas Beitzim, the laws of eggs. The Mechaber writes, Terefa eino yoledes. If the bird is treif, then it will not be able to bear young. And therefore, im yiton pam acheres kishera. If we're going to have it bear a second clutch of eggs, if we witness that happen, then the case of Safek Trefa Vihito Beitzim would be Kshera, because you have revealed that the bird is indeed not a Trefa. And indeed, this concept is brought as well in Hilchas Trefos Nun Zayin Yud Ches, where again, Achaka Chozra Lahato Beitzim Kshera. If the bird will once again bear a clutch of eggs, lay the eggs, kashera, then it's going to be kosher, and it will reveal that there was no concern to begin with, and such, even the first clutch, is permitted. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.